For the first time in 20 years, the euro and the dollar are worth almost the same amount. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. We are a whisper away from what's called parity between the US dollar and Europe's common euro currency. At the moment, 1 euro buys just a fraction of a penny more than $1. In fact, it's 1/100th of a cent away from being equal. If it does go 1-to-1, it'll be the first time in 2 decades since that's happened. The cost of living and energy crisis here in Europe have stoked fears a recession could be imminent, and that has gone a long way toward sending investors to the world's reserve currency, what's seen as the safe haven dollar. Jane Foley, a foreign exchange strategist at Rabobank, explains why the parity milestone is so significant.
Like 2002, there are two factors for this. The first is dollar strength, and the other is euro weakness. And both of these are coming to play at exactly the same time. I would say that the energy crisis is the biggest contributing factor. Yesterday, we had the Nord Stream 1 pipeline go out of action for maintenance. Politicians are thinking that actually Putin may decide not to turn this pipeline back on again in 10 days' time as scheduled. And this means that Europe wouldn't be able to store up the gas it needs for the winter. And that would mean recession.
Next week, we're going to see the European Central Bank raise rates for the first time in 11 years. The central bank needs to control red-hot inflation without continuing to stoke those fears about a recession. And that is pushing the euro to these fresh lows that we're seeing.
And of course, when we go into recession in the eurozone, as we saw in 2002, the market begins to see the differences between the different countries within the eurozone system. It begins to look at those highly indebted countries such as Italy and some of the other southern European countries and view these differences in a negative light, which could maybe mean that the European Central Bank can't put up interest rates for very long at all. And at the same time, of course, the Federal Reserve has been hiking interest rates, and interest rate hikes generally are very supportive for currency. So that explains a lot of the dollar strength.
Jane Foley, a foreign exchange strategist at Rabobank. Thanks for breaking this down for us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Checking some other numbers now, global stock markets are on the move lower. European benchmarks are down in the 0.2% to 0.5% range, while equities across Asia ended down in the 1% to 1.7% range. As we heard from Jane Foley, gas supply constraints are keeping Europe up at night. Russia has taken the Nord Stream 1 pipeline offline for routine maintenance. And today, Norway is reducing the supply it sends to Europe because of an incident at one of its gas fields. That is sending natural gas prices here in Europe up 3.4%. So where can the continent turn to for more supplies? Some have offered up a northern Netherlands province as one solution, with caveats, as the BBC's Anna Holligan reports.
We're driving through a modern, man-made disaster zone.
All these houses and that row are being reinforced.
It's covered in scaffolding.
Kurt Fussen runs the Groningen Earth Movement.
This used to be a farmer's land.
He shows me entire neighbourhoods built to accommodate the thousands of internally displaced people in the Netherlands.
Every village, or almost every village in this area, has a neighbourhood like this.
The Dutch government signed a deal with the oil companies Shell and Exxon in the 1960s. Since then, the state has made more than 417 billion euros profit, the majority of which has been reinvested elsewhere in the country, while local people have been locked in battles for years just to get a few thousand euros compensation. The Groningen gas field is scheduled to close in 2023 or 4. But residents have little faith that will happen. So I asked Hans Valbrief, State Secretary for the Extractive Industries.
Can you guarantee now that will happen?
For guarantees, you should go to a second-hand car dealer. I don't give them. Let's be honest, they're very big interest pushing on me to open up the tap again, so to speak. I'm not going to do it because it's just unsafe. It's dangerous.
This has been successive governments failing to stand up for the people and make things right. Are you ashamed? This is a stain on the Dutch government.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there is, as you probably know, a parliamentary inquiry going on about the past.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
So you're coming.
Hi.
Come in.
This is Jannie.
and her husband. Jenny explains the quake damage left their old home beyond repair.
It feels you're on the sea. Like this.
They told me the ground moving wasn't even the worst part.
It's the fight to get you right.
Yes.
The fight, the struggle, and they don't help you.
And just as we're leaving, Bert shows us his theatre production. It's a play about the earthquakes which have shifted this landscape and so many lives. They thought the end was in sight. Now, a community is once again bracing for forces beyond their control. That report from the BBC's Anna Holligan in the Netherlands there. Finally, when the mercury rises and it's too hot to even cook, sometimes people add an extra buck or two to their favorite food delivery driver's virtual tip jar. Now, Grab is the first in Vietnam to roll out a surcharge for hot weather conditions. Many users, though, say it's not clear how the company defines hot weather and that their generosity benefits the company directly and not the drivers. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.